Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is the Jay Cardiello Show. Get off the scale. Here's Jay.
Hello, hello. Did you know there's actually a psychology behind a grocery store's layout? Yes, there is actually a science behind every time you go to a grocery store, store managers, brands, and the owner of these grocery stores actually have laid out a science to get you to buy more. And how that does, that affects your health. So today I'm going to take you on an inside look at the psychology behind the grocery store layout and how the food plan, the floor plan, actually affects your health. See, unknown to the consumer, brands and retail managers actually use a science when laying out their food, their floor plan. These plans are designed to keep you in the store longer. I want you to think about this. The way I look at food stores, grocery stores, I actually look at them as clothes shopping. They're clothes stores because all of your clothes shopping happens at the grocery store. I want you to think about that. Whether it's medium, the size large, extra large, everything is affected by the food you purchase, what you eat, and how the food is laid out in the grocery store. I want to take you on the journey real quick. Did you know actually Notre Dame, the University of Notre Dame, did a study and realized that the way flowers are placed in a store, the certain colors, the bullseye zones, the way the brands are actually placed in the aisle affects your health. It's amazing. The way the food is placed in the aisle affects your health. Now I'm going to take you on this journey. So grab your shopping carts, wipe off the bar to keep the germs and the bacteria at a minimum, and let's take a look at the food store. First, when you walk in, one of the biggest things that a lot of people notice are these flowers. Now, they're not there because brightens your day. They're not there for maybe you want to purchase them for an event or a birthday party. They're actually there to heighten your mood. Yes. Store managers put, they've done research. Flowers make people feel better. They raise your senses. They raise your mood. And if your mood is heightened, you're going to spend more. And they don't care what you spend it on, whether it's sugar, whether it's soda, whether it's the bakery. And the bakery, did you ever notice that as soon as you pass that food, those flowers, that food aroma, that smell from the bakery is permeating itself throughout the first aisle because they're pumping up that smell. They're getting you hungry. So after you see the flowers, your mood is heightened. And then you smell the bakery. And then you start to get hungry. See, even if you leave the kids at home, that's the number one rule. If you're going food shopping, or in my sense, if you're going clothes shopping, leave the children at home. They're not only the worst distraction. And speaking personally about this, I'm a father. I've taken my son clothes shopping or food shopping. And you get a lot of stuff right inside the cart that you had not planned on purchasing. So even if you go in with a plan, you have a list. Grocery stores, food managers want to put more in your basket than what you planned on purchasing. So when you see the flowers, I want you to realize, I want you to be smart, and I want you to understand that they're playing with your senses. When you smell the bakery, when you smell that delicious cake, they're playing with your senses. So what do we do? Well, you're going to learn about that in a couple moments, but I want to uncover and disclose to you some vital information that's going to reduce clothes sizes by being more aware, more astute of what's taking place in the grocery store. So we got past the flowers. We got past the bakery. Now we're in the produce section. We see organic. We see shiny oranges. We see watermelons. But if they're out of season, it makes you kind of wonder. You may turn on the TV. You may hear on the radio that there's a frost going over some of the citrus states. Well, if they're really orange and they're really yellow, they could be dyed. Yes, actually, some of the produce you purchase are injected with dyes. To what? Increase colors. So if they're very vibrant and it's out of season, always wonder. That's why I always tell people, I make this known to them. purchase fruits and vegetables that are in season. Number two is watch out the distance that the fruit and the produce are traveling. Think about it. If it's coming from California and you're in New York City, that's 3,000 miles that it's got to be picked, so it's probably not ripe when it's picked. And it's got to go what? Transported all the way across the country, and then it gets to you. At our house, what we do is we usually purchase frozen. This way we know we can take it from the freezer, put it into our freezer, and we have what? Something that we can enjoy a few days longer or a week longer than fresh produce. And don't worry, frozen fruit, frozen produce, slightly different in nutritional value than whole fruits and vegetables. So you're learning here. You're understanding what grocery store managers, what marketers, and what brands are doing. So now as you're trying to wiggle your way through the produce section, did you ever notice that some of the aisles, they cut you in half and they push you to the middle? Why? For one thing, all the processed food is placed in the middle. They want you to get to the middle of the store. That's where the baked potato chips are. And ignore the word baked. Baked? What does that mean? If something's baked and it's processed, it's just processed food that's prepared differently. And the word natural, did you know the FDA does not even define the word natural? So when it says natural flavors, because it cut you off that aisle and it's pushed you to the middle of the store, and now you're in what? The chip section? The soda section? When you see organic soda, when you see all these organic cookies, they're processed foods with just the organic label. Now, grocery stores understand this, and they want to put these things in your carts. And they want to what? Increase your size, your waist size. Because they know if they can get you addicted to certain brands, you'll be coming back week after week after week and buying them. And another thing about these aisles that push you to the middle of the aisles that cut you off, be careful of them. Know what they're doing. So take a deep breath, calm down, and even if there's many people in front of you, be patient. And avoid being pushed toward the middle. Now, say you do get pushed and you're going down these aisles. I want you to notice something. Did you ever notice the middle of the food that's placed on these aisles is very vibrant in colors? Red, yellow, orange. Those colors actually increase your appetite. And brands pay more to be right in front of you. I want you to understand that. Look up, look down, and you don't necessarily have to buy at eye level. It's called the bullseye zone. Know this, from the flowers to the bakery to being pushed to the middle, from baked to gluten-free cookies to the bullseye zone. These are all things that brands, store managers, and grocery stores have shown to be effective for putting food in your cart. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go in there with a plan. We're gonna go in there hydrated. You're gonna drink half your body weight in ounces of water a day, and you're gonna be hydrated. Because what? When you're hydrated, it what? Makes you feel full. And it's okay to have a small meal or your meal prior to go grocery shopping. Understand this. Consumers, listen up. Have a plan, stick to it. Leave your children at home. And take your time. Now, you have been made aware of what happens in the psychology of a grocery store. So plan ahead and understand. The psychology behind the grocery store is designed to put more in your cart. To learn more about the psychology of a grocery store, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, this is Jay Cardiello sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here at Radio MD. Stay strong.